visible oppressive tools being used against Black individuals and Black communities. And I remember when I learned about her and her past and learned more about, you know, what she did in these particular movements, I learned that she actually was someone who sat at the counters and who helped to, you know, resist these really vile ways of keeping us divided. She has been someone who has worked really hard both in using her body in those spaces, again, as someone who sat at counters and who was present in the fight for civil rights, but was also really present in democracy. And, you know, she's someone who's really known in the Democratic Party in the United States and has fought for freedoms of folks who wanted to vote and who have the rights to vote. So this woman who is, you know, who's lived a fantastic life, her life in itself has been such a beautiful form of resistance, which I have to, you know, gracefully thank her for.
Yeah. Wow. Very, very impressive. Yeah. Is she living here?
No, she's actually in Arizona.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It's always good to hear about stories like that. And very, very, very impressive. And do you have any tips for someone that wants to resist but don't know how? And yeah, for like is in a difficult situation that doesn't know what to do. Do you have any tips?
Yeah. And I really, really love this question because I think that, you know, my suggestions are going to go back to a lot of the things that we talked about before as well. There are forms of resistance that ask for you to use your body as a way of resisting, right? You know, standing in on the front lines on fights, picketing, direct action, doing things that are really important in the community by physically being there. But as we know, especially here in Canada, there is this undertone of Afro-pessimism, so much so that a lot of times the people who are going to be the most targeted are the folks who are the people of color or who are more darker skinned. And so I have folks come to me all the time and ask me, like, what can I do then if that's the case? And, you know, I can't afford to be detained. I can't really afford to go to jail. I'm a student or whatever. What can I do? And I think it goes back to connecting to community. So the first thing that you can do is to connect to your community or a community. And if we're talking about folks of, you know, Black and African descent, you know, find other people around here who are doing work and just connect. Use whatever gifts and talents that you have for resistance, but also, again, to elevate joy. So if that's using your voice, if you're a singer, if you're a poet, you know, if you're an actress, use those particular means to do that. If you're a caretaker, like I'm someone who in these particular circumstances really likes to go and to take care of people who are on the front line. So I may be behind the scenes, but I'm trying to make sure that the people who are putting their bodies on the line are well taken care of. They're fed, that they, you know, have a space to kind of come back to and sit and reground when they need to. And so that's one of my talents. So again, connecting to community and finding out how to utilize whatever talents you have in order to help move, you know, us as a community forward.
Mm-hmm. And how can students here in SFU can connect to such communities like you talked about?
Yeah. Well, SOCA is one great way to do that. So the students of African and Caribbean ancestry here we have on campus includes many, many students of African descent who, so if again, if that's your self-identity and you want to come and talk to us from that particular perspective, you're welcome to. But if you're someone who is not of that identity, if you're someone who is of an identity that's not Black or African descent, you're welcome to come in and ask us how you can get involved as well. We also have the Black Caucus on campus, which is run by Dr. June Francis and Dr. Henry Daniel and some other folks, Ebony and Dr. Sherry Andy. And there's just many, many beautiful people in that particular space that you can connect to and ask. And we also have the Center for Black and African Diasporic Research and Instruction, I think is what it's called. And I'm probably getting that wrong, but this is a new center, a new institute that's going to be on campus that we actually really want to make sure that we have student representation on and for. And again, this is both to talk about ways to move community forward through resistance, but also ways to move community forward through excellence, through joy, through, you know, many of the things that sometimes get overshadowed by a lot of the worries and pains that we have as community, but that make us human. So These are all really good ways to get involved.
Yeah. And as a white person, I was wondering, how can I get more involved to support the Black community?
Yeah. And I really love this question, too. I think getting in touch with those three groups is definitely still a way for you to, you know, to make sure that you get involved. I think the biggest things, too, are just to make sure that you're taking a step back and utilizing your platforms or whatever space that you have. Give those platforms and spaces away to more Black voices and more Black folks so that we can tell our stories. Because, again, one of the things that is so, you know, vile about erasure is that it means that there aren't stories being told. And so, for example, being able to come here and to have this, you know, interview with you is a really good way to tell those stories. So, you know, not just during Black History Month, a random month in June, invite a Black student to come and to tell their story and to talk more about, you know, those experiences that they have. You know, again, depending on what your talents are, utilize those talents to give way and give space to other Black folks and Black-bodied individuals. And to listen, right? Yeah. Like, the people who know best about these experiences are the people who experience them.
Yeah.
So if you have questions, you know, definitely ask them, especially if they have capacity, and then listen.
Yeah, totally right. And here, I want to use the capacity of being able to be on air and to share those stories. I can only encourage to come by. And if you want to share a story, you can always come on air and, yeah, just talk. We're open for everybody. So, yeah, you're always welcome here. And we just talked about SOCA. And I was wondering what happens here on SFU campus during Black History Month.
Yeah, we have a lot of really cool and fun events coming up. And I'm not going to have the dates right, so I have to apologize because
that's
fine. It's going to kill me. But I know for a fact, so we just had our opening last week, which
right.
is where we met.
Yes.
I know for a fact next Wednesday, the 15th at 3 o'clock, we're going to have a panel that includes five really brilliant Black folks from around the institutes here that are specific to art. So it's going to be a panel on decolonizing and learning how to center Afrocentric ideas in art, which will be really great. I have the pleasure of moderating that, so it's going to be amazing. Please come.
Yes.
It'll be in the East Tower in Residence. So again, that's 3 o'clock. And you can find that on our website. And then I think it's on the 24th and 25th, we have a dinner. And there's also going to be a comedy show that are coming up. And that's not this next week coming up, but the week after. So if you're looking for some really, really fun ways to get connected to SOCA for Black History Month and some ways that you can hear other stories, because, again, that's, you know, the biggest thing about this is, even as we're talking about resistance, hearing stories is what helps us to ground in those resistances. Go on the website and go on Instagram, look up SOCA at SFU and figure out what's there.
Yeah, and you can also go on our website, cjsf.ca, and check out our archives there. I will link all of the information, all of the events with the exact date and the time on our website. And yeah, I'm very excited actually for the comedy show because I love comedy.
Yeah, it's going to be so good.
And I think there's also a dance workshop.
Yes. I'm
very excited for that one. I'm actually I want to sign up actually.
You should do it.
Because I love SOCA. Actually, I had to dance lesson for SOCA. It was so much fun.
That's awesome.
It's a good vibe, people. I can only recommend it to you. Please join. It's amazing, and I'm very excited for that one. It's on Valentine's Day.
Yes. Bring your partner, learn some Afro dances on Valentine's Day. Come on.
I'm very, very excited for that one. Do you have anything to add here as we close out here?
No, I just want to, you know, reiterate how important it is for us to both uplift, you know, the histories and the resistances that we have experienced, you know, as Black folks, but also to center Black joy and to center Black thriving and Black flourishing as a part of these stories. Because, you know, we are the change that's going to come in the future. And by we, I mean all of us, right? So the more that we can you know, rehumanize these ideals of what it means to be Black here in North America, the better off we'll all be as people. So.
Mm-hmm, definitely right. And yeah. I'm coming now to the most important questions. What does the Black History Month mean to you?
Black History Month to me means being sane. Mm-hmm. It means a time of celebration. It means really being able to center into my community and, you know, be able to hold space for all of the really amazing things that we as a community have contributed and given to the world. So it's just a really, really beautiful time of reflection, of grounding in the present, but also thinking about like what Afrocentric, Afro-centered futures look like for us as well. So it's just a really great month.
Yeah, it is a good month to reflect yourself and to take action.
Yes.
And to join some fun events again. I'm very excited for what's going to happen in the next 2 weeks. And yeah, do you have any last comments for today?
I think that's it.
Yeah, I'm very, very thankful that you are here and shared your story. And I have to say again, she has also an amazing voice. It's beautiful. Last week I was impressed. I was stunned, really.
Thank you.
And I have a tape. I recorded some parts, and I will definitely play it on the show
next week,
so that we have a little bit of taste into your singing.
Oh.
And yeah, thank you so much for being here. And yeah, check out the Soca website. Their Instagram and our website as well for more information. Thank you, Tiara, for being here.
Thank you so much for inviting me. It's been great.
Yeah, thank you.
Upset, depressed, a mess. I think about you sometimes for way too long. I cried a thousand rivers, a thousand oceans. I'd swim across just to get to you. I'm in love with your melatonin skin tone. Pick up your phone. My mind hurts, my eyes hurt from all the oceans I've cried for you to swim in.
Let me just wash away your bad thoughts.
Your clothes off, been down for a minute, now you closed off. A little apprehensive, that ain't so wrong. We just caught up in the vibe that we don't know it all. And I swear, I can't hold back. I'm really down to, don't want no stress. Asking what we are, don't want no mess. I know you don't want nobody else but me. So why you?
to be.
Still we be tripping on the weekend.
That way so small, say I wanna touch it. I've been waiting so long, say I don't wanna rush you with the feeling so strong. Maybe I can love you, but that feeling said you notice how the new flow go. Baby girl, get the glitz. Say I never talk, I'm just silent with my biz. Hit me a little later, we just knowing what that is. Say we just friends, can we keep the benefits?
Easy by Tian Gips. That's a song that Tiara chose to, yeah, to, or wanted me to play on today's show. And just before that, we heard Sad, Upset, Depressed, A Mess, but she also chose a third song by, it's, I think it's sung by her friends, so we definitely want to play it, but at the end, because I just wanted to say something. First of all, thank you, Tiara, if you're listening. It was a great experience to have an interview with you, and as I already said, I want to play her song. She played she sang Sam Cooke, Change is Gonna Come. If we have time left, which I don't think, I will definitely play it, but I will play Tiara's song first because it was beautiful and such an amazing experience. And yeah, I wrote down some notes during the interview, and what really impressed me was that it's her most, or the person that inspired her the most is her grandma. And it's so beautiful and nice to see that people have the courage to stand up for their community and to do something and to act, especially in the past. Her grandma did such an amazing work, and she changed something, and that's such a great feeling, isn't it? And that's why I want to encourage you to change something and to make the change happen. And how can you do that? You can do that by be more active, join the community, learn more, check out the Soca Instagram, reposting their stuff, talking about their events, and make your friends go to events too, join their events. And when we're talking about events, I just wanted to share a little bit about the events that are happening at Soca. You can also go on the SFU Soca website to check that out, and also on the SFU Soca Instagram website, but you can also go on our website, csf.ca, and check out Speak Up. There will all link of all of the information in our archives, which is very, and it's so important to check out the website, because I already said I joined the Soca Dance Workshop and it was such an amazing experience. So yeah, do something that you're not familiar with. It's always good, doesn't matter what, but it's always good to be more open to other communities. And that's how we can reach justice, and that's how we can support each other better. And yeah, thank you so much, Tiara, again. It was her birthday last weekend. So happy birthday, late happy birthday. So yeah, thank you for participating. And that's what I mean, like, talk to people and share your story, share other stories, and yeah, be more active. And that's what I can say. And you can be more active here on SFU campus. Oh my goodness, SFU campus, by checking out the events that's going to happen here. So I will talk about the past events that happened. So February 1st, it was an opening ceremony, and also BC CDC Grand Round Special Presentation February 10th. There was a movie night February 10th. February 11th, there was BC Black History Awareness Society and the SFU Center for Dialogue hosted a youth dialogue series where people between 15 and 19 discussed about African Anxiety Project. And February 15th, there was the panel discussion Tiara talked about. So it happened yesterday. And as already said, on Valentine's Day, which is pretty cool, was the Soca Dance Workshop with Izzo. It was so much fun. So the dance teacher. And it was so much fun. Like 2 hours of Soca dancing and we shaked our hips and it was beautiful. It was so amazing. And yeah, like yesterday there was also a movie night hosted by the Women's Center and the OOC Black Resistance. And also a storytelling event also happened yesterday. So today there is going to happen a Lab Innovation Summit and Blackathon hosted by the Center for Digital Media and AdHealth Lab. And there was also, today is actually the SFU Women's Basketball Black History Night. So you can cheer to the SFU Red Leaves while celebrating and honoring Black students at the Women's Basketball. So that's going to happen at the gym here on SFU campus. So tonight, check out the SoCo Instagram for more information and for the time. And there's also a culture night February 24th and also a African Anxiety Project to highlight the diversity of Black people in BC and implications of health research on February 27th, hosted by the SFU Faculty of Health Science and the BC Center for Disease Control. And that's also happening, I think this is probably one of my favorite events, is the Comedy Night. I'm so excited for that one. So it's happening on February 25th from 7 to 8:30 p.m. here on SFU campus. And there were actually people that could sign up for, yeah, for the open mic to do some comedy. But I obviously didn't because I'm not very good at comedy, but I love listening to comedy shows. So I'm very excited, very, very, very excited. And yeah, I can only repeat myself. Use the platforms, share something on your Instagram, use Snapchat, your Twitter. Let the people know that Black History Month is happening, especially here on SFU campus. You can join so many events. And yeah, check out new stuff. It's always good. And support the Black community better because we need more equity and diversity and inclusion. And it's so important. And as I said, I had so much fun with Tiara. And I'm going to have an interview next week. I don't want to say who it is or who my interviewee is, but stay tuned for that one. It will probably will air in 2 weeks or maybe next week. I will see how much time I have to edit it. But I'm very excited for that one. It's also for Black History Month. So you will only have only one and a half weeks left. So yeah, check out what's happening in Vancouver as well, because there are also a lot of events happening in Vancouver. And yeah, I'm very excited for next week because I definitely want to check out the culture night as well as the comedy night, and I will give you a feedback after I'm done with that. But I now want to play you the song that Sierra sung at the opening ceremony, because it was beautiful. And that's what I'm talking about, joining events, because then you experience amazing singers like her or other people that share their stories or their songs, and it was beautiful. So please enjoy Tiara's song. It's only an excerpt, so not the whole song, unfortunately. I just started recording in the middle of the song. You only hear, I think it's the end of the song. But yeah, please enjoy that little excerpt. And after that, we're going to jump into, I say goodbye, and then we will jump right into the song made by Tiara's friend. But now, please enjoy her beautiful voice.
Help me believe. Last
beautiful. I love it. So, so beautiful. That was Sam Cooke with A Change Is Gonna Come. And we will hear in a few seconds, we will hear Bible Black Sick. I don't know, that's the song name, by Ashleyan, a friend of Tiara's. And she told me there will be some swear words in it, so be aware of that. A little disclaimer, some swear words in Bible Black by Ashleyan. But I just want to say thank you. Thank you, Soaker, for letting me participate in all of your events. And thank you, Tiara, for that amazing interview. And I just can repeat myself, check out what's happening in Vancouver as well as on Burnaby campus and on the other campuses here from SFU, and check out their website for all of the events if you're interested now. And if you're interested what music I played, please check out the CTSF website for a playlist. And yeah, I'm very, very thankful that I experienced such cool things. It's always good to meet new people. I love speaking to new people and share stories. So yeah, thank you, and be active, use your platform, use your voice, and yeah, get involved. That's what I can say for the end of our show today. And yeah, I'm your host Vivian, and we are CDSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio here on Simon Fraser University, very broadcast in the unceded, uncascaded territory of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh. And if you want to check out more from our website or program, please go to our website, cgsf.ca, or check out our Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, and Twitter. You can also listen to our podcast on SoundCloud. So thank you for listening, and we will now jump right into the Bible Black song, Bible Black by Ashleyan. And next show is going to be Democracy Now. Sorry about that. And if you're interested in hearing more shows from me, you can also tune in on 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. I will host a show about Carnival, because in Germany there's a big event happening called Carnival, which I'm very excited for. But now I will stop talking. Thank you for listening. Hope you will have a good day. Take care of yourself, and check out the Black History Month. Very important, as I already can say. And yeah, thank you for listening, and be active. Now enjoy Bible Black by Ashleyan. Little swear words, but please enjoy.
Sick in the head, I'm sick and sick with the flu. So sick that I'm dead, I lied. I'm sick and sad, so sick that I float when I sit. I'm sick with the shit.
Sickness, talent, and myth.
Sick when I spit, the flow is legit. I'm calling it sick, I couldn't resist. I'm taking a risk, I'm sicker than you. I'm sick in the head, I'm sick and sick when it's sick with the flu. So sick that I'm dead, I lied. I'm sick and sad, so sick that I float when I sit. I'm sick with the shit.
Sickness, talent, and myth.
Sick when I spit, the flow is legit. I'm calling it sick, I couldn't resist. I'm taking a risk, I'm flicking my wrist. Triple six, mafia rolling a die. Drifting dimensions that you'll never find. Me and your business, so get out of mind. Get you some time, go back and rewind. And come as you are, no, never mind. Even in utero, you like the spine. I think I know why. Pie in the sky, you reaching too high. No serving these serpents, they're not even worth it. They're not even urgent, I'm way too important. My future too gorgeous, my aura merry-go. No apologies, I'm a sunbeam in bloom. Sipping penny royalty, tapped in. I'm a whole different breed, got beats for these negative creeps. Repeat after me, say this through time. Bad bitches never die, hating niggas multiply. I'm sick in the head, I'm sick and sick with it, sick with the flu. So sick that I'm dead, I lied. I'm sick and sad, so sick that I float when I sit. I'm sick with the shit.
Sickness, talent, and myth.
Sick when I spit, the flow is legit. I'm calling it sick, I couldn't resist. I'm taking a risk, I'm sick. I'm sicker than you, I'm sick in the head. I'm sick and sick when it's sick with the flu. So sick that I'm dead, I lied. I'm sick and sad, so sick that I float when I sit. I'm sick with the shit.
Sickness, talent, and myth.
Sick when I spit, the flow is legit. I'm calling it sick, I couldn't resist. I'm taking a risk.